Before giving the pulpit to Pastor Yang, let us read the word of the Lord together. The scripture selection is from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 15.
引用的经文是选自《哥林多后书》第九章六到十五节。
Let us read it responsively, first in Chinese, then in English.
让我们用起音的方式先读中文，然后用英文读。
If you look at the screen, the leader will read the verses in white. Let the congregation respond by reading the verses in yellow.
有领读的人念白色的字体，会众回应用黄色的字体。先用中文来。 少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。要本性所着定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐的乐意的人是神所喜爱的。神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。如经上所，他施舍钱财，周济贫穷。 他的仁义存到永远。那赐种给啥种的，赐粮给人吃的，必多多加给你们种地的种子，又增添你们仁义的果子。叫你们凡事富足，可以多多施舍，就借着我们使感谢归于神。因为办这供给的事，不但补圣徒的缺乏，而且叫许多人越发感谢神。 他们从这供给的事上得了凭据，知道你们承认是他的，多多的捐钱给他们众人，便将荣耀归于神。他们也因神极大的恩赐显在他们的心里，就切切的想念你们。感谢神，因他有说不尽的恩赐。
2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16 to verse 15. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously.
For God loves a cheerful giver.
And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work.
As it is written, He has scattered the bulk of His gifts to the poor. His righteousness endures forever.
Now He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness.
You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through your generous will result in thanksgiving to God.
This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God.
Because of the service by which you have acquitted yourself, men will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else.
And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Thanks be to the Lord for His word.
Thank you, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And this is a special occasion. And with all these financial difficulties, we should still give thanks. Because this is a time that God has given us a test.
一个考验，一个困难的时候，能够彰显我们的感恩，是一件。
At a time of difficulty, if we can express our thanksgiving, that's a spiritual good.
我就想起一个月前，我的妹子跟我一起到了云南。
And I remember about a month ago, my wife and I went to Yunnan.
云南有一个特别的地理的现象。
And Yunnan has a special geographic phenomenon.
就是山江汇流。
And there's three bodies of water, there are three tributaries that flow together.
三条非常强壮的河流却不相会。
And all these three rivers run in parallel, they never meet together.
而且他们另外一个特色就是向南，从南向北流。
And then there's also a special characteristic. They flow from south to north.
这成为地理上一个奇怪也非常奇妙的一个现象。
And it's a special and wonderful geographic phenomenon.
我想我们今天在这里也是有三江同流的一个奇怪也奇妙的现象。
And I think today among us we also have the three tributaries also running in parallel.
我们感谢主，我们的同工在处理这个崇拜的时候
，and we thank the co-workers when they organize this worship, combined worship.
不但在联合起来，一起在做计划
，and they also plan together and join together.
今天我们能够一起敬拜
，and today so that we can worship together.
是一个三堂共敬的一个敬拜
，and so we can worship together.
今天我们的题目是叫做活在感恩中
And today our theme is thanksgiving
主要是要回应耶稣所讲的一句话
And it's mostly to respond to the phrase spoken by Jesus
耶稣在使徒行传二十章三十五节讲
And spoken in Acts
是保罗讲耶稣讲的
And it's Paul echoing Jesus
因为保罗说耶稣说过
And Paul said, Jesus said,
你们要彼此勉励
that you should encourage one another.
施比受更为有福
It's more blessed to give than to receive.
这是他一句临别的证言
And this is the parting words that Paul said.
这是像以弗所的众长老说的一句话
And it's the words spoken to the elders in Ephesus.
施比受更为有福
It's more blessed to give than to receive.
很显然呢，这句话跟普通的数学不太对。
And from math, it sounds like it doesn't sound quite right.
因为普通的哲学是你拿出去就收不回来了。
And usually we think that when you give out, you cannot get it back.
怎么会更有福呢
？And how would you say that to give is more blessed?
我就想起几年前。
And I remember a number of years ago,
有一位弟兄他很辛苦，在美国已经起家了。
And it's already there's a brother who's very difficult just maintaining the family.
因为他懂得多种的语言。
He knows a lot of different languages.
所以他在这个航空公司的地位一直向上上升。
So he works in the airline industry and he's promoted quite quickly.
在六十年代、七十年代、八十年代，你懂得五种语言的话。
In the 60s, 70s, 80s, if you know five languages,
这个每一个语言就得着每一个月都有增加的这个薪金。
And then for each language, you know that you have a supplement of your salary.
所以他一直升上去。
And so he kept on being promoted.
但是在九十年代的时候，他想起他在国内的哥哥。
And then, but in the 90s, he started thinking about his brother in China.
他想。我的哥哥在国内受过文革好多苦
and then he was thinking that his brother has gone through a lot of difficulties
我要接他来
the Cultural Revolution I have to invite him over here
他果然把千辛万苦把这个刀杆接到我们加州这个牛奶鱼米的之地
and so with a lot of difficulties that he's invited his brother who is a high official so he's moved to California the land of honey and milk
为着要欢迎这个多年不见的哥哥
，and in order to welcome this brother that he hasn't seen for many years，
他就想，我们可以住在同一个屋檐之下
，and he was thinking that we can live under the same roof。
但是更好的呢，就是我买一个更新的房子
，but he was saying that it might be even better if I buy a newer house。
我就把我的这个新的大房子就给他
，and then I'll give him the new house。
而且我也要。给他一部我的这很好的 Cadillac
and then I'll also give him a good Cadillac
我自己去买一个 BMW
and I'll buy a BMW for myself
那这个安排并不坏啊
it's not a bad arrangement
可是
but
结果不是那么好
But unfortunately, it didn't turn out that well.
因为他的哥哥说,
because his brother said,
你把新的房子给自己,
that you give the new building to yourself.
你为自己买新的汽车,
and you buy a new car for
yourself. 你把旧房子给我,
and you give the old house to me.
只有两年旧, 并不是旧
的, but it's only 2 years old, it's not that old.
他好大的不高兴。
And so he was really unhappy.
不但不感恩,
that the older brother was not even not thankful.
他还给这个小弟弟说, 你从此不要到我家来。
And then he said to his younger brother, from now on, don't even step into my home.
我相信这个故事是提醒我们,
and I think this story reminds us,
我们多种不一定是多收,
that the more we sow does not necessarily mean that we, the more we have it.
得着受的福。输失出去不一定得着收回来的福。
And if you give out, you do not necessarily receive the blessings.
要了解这句失比受更为有福。
And to fully understand the phrase saying that it's more blessed to give than to receive.
我们就从刚才所看的哥林多后书第九章。
Then we can go back to the Second Corinthians chapter 9.
我们从第六节看到十六节，一共看出属灵的感恩有三个层面。
That we can see there are different three phases or three aspects of
thanksgiving. 这三个层面可以提醒我们一个真正活在感恩中的人要注意的三方面。
And reminds us from these three aspects how we should live.
第一方面，我们看出第六节到第七节说多种的多收。
And from verse 6 and 7, the 6th saying the less you sow,
是一个自然界必然有的事情。
And it's a natural phenomenon. The less, the more sparingly you sow, the more sparingly that you will harvest.
是我们人性当中常见的一个属灵的层面。
And then there's something that is common that we all always observe.
但是有一些时候，
But sometimes,
往往因为一个以自我为中心的眼光去看这一节圣经。
But very often we use a self-centered way to view this particular verse.
我们就看见这个圣这个多种的作收并没有产生这个当有的效果。
And we often saying that it seems that it's not quite yielding the right result from the phrase the more generous you sow, then the more you should reap.
当一个人活在自我为中心的时候，
if someone is so self-centered,
当他要别人感激他的施以的时候，
and if he really demands people being thankful to him when he gives something out,
他会产生两种的偏差，
then he'll err it in two ways.
第一种的偏差，
the first error he might commit,
他会以一个事件代表一个过程，
he will see an event as a process.
每一年到感恩节的时候，我们就感谢主，
and whenever we come to the day of Thanksgiving, we praise our Lord.
其实一年365天都应当是感恩节。
But we should not be giving thanks for that day, but every day of the 365 days.
我们很容易把一个事件当作一个生命的过程。
And very often we see one event as a process.
当然，秋收之后来一个感恩丰收是应当有的。
And obviously it seems right that at the fall time that we have a Thanksgiving.
在台湾的山顶山上。
And in Taiwan's mountain,
我曾经看见那个少数的民族，他们多欢乐，在跳舞，在唱歌，谢神界。
And I still remember seeing some tribal people that they are thankful for the harvest and singing and dancing.
所以在美国的华侨当中呢，他们不叫感恩节。
And so the Chinese in America, they don't usually say it as Thanksgiving Day.
你知道感恩节叫什么吗？
Do you know what the Chinese usually refer to Thanksgiving Day?
火鸡节
is the day of the turkey.
我希望你们懂得怎么煮火鸡。
I hope that you know how to cook a turkey.
假如你们不懂得煮火鸡的话，请叫马牧师，他很会。
If you don't know, then you can ask Pastor Ian.
这是第一种的偏差。
That's the first error.
就是以事件代替一个整个过程。
And that's to see an event and just only see an event and
don't see the process. 第二种的偏差呢？
And the second error,
因为你没有真正的拿去自我中心的感恩，
that you have when you give thanks, you have not removed yourself as being self-centered.
你就是等于你与神的关系脱节。
you have a disconnect with the relationship with God.
假如你在神的面前只讲到我，你要给我更多更多。
And if you just say to God, give me, please give me more and more.
所以我才能够失去更多更多。
So God, only if you can give me more, then I can give out.
你就等于一个学英文有一点点问题的人。
And you're almost like a person who has some difficulty in learning English.
你知道中想英文最困难的一个字。
And do you know there's one word that's most difficult to learn in English?
就是那个感恩英文的那个 thankful, 那个 th, 那个舌头要伸出来。
And if the th sound is hard for some people to pronounce, you have to twist your tongue a little bit to say thanks.
普通我们华人就说 thankful.
And very often the Chinese people might say thankful.
Thankful 就是说给我一个坦克车在我肚皮。
Like a tank, so you have a whole tank entered into your tummy.
你叫我感恩啊，感恩 ，thankful, thankful.
So you have a tank full of stuff in your tummy.
这是第二种的偏差。
And that's the second error.
因为你以自我为中心。
Because you're always self-centered.
你要吃更多的火鸡。
You have to eat more turkey.
所以你能就使别人也有一些剩余的这个火鸡猪。
So that you can have more turkey, so that the people can have a little bit of turkey porridge.
这个猪就是这是稀饭啦、啊，
粥 ，congee。
有神的感恩
，and if you have a thankful heart with God，
是源自一个知道有神在心中的人才能够讲出来的感恩。
And that kind of thankfulness in your heart, deep in your heart, you have to acknowledge God's existence.
有神的感动的时候
，and if you're moved by God in your heart,
你生活就与感恩发生很重要的关系。
Then the way you live is going to have a tight connection with the thankfulness.
你就会活出感恩的生命来。
Then you will live out the life of thanksgiving.
所以当你知道有感恩
，so when you know to be thankful,
圣经第六节之后就说你知道怎么样活出神的喜爱
that you know how to live a life so that God would love.
当你活出感恩就是你心存感恩的时候
and that is when your heart is full of thankfulness.
你会带出感恩的行动
and then that will naturally follow the action.
当你知道感恩的时候
and when you know to be thankful,
你就会为着你蒙恩得救来感谢
and then you will thank the God for your salvation.
为着时间的缘故，我们就不再讲下去。
And because of the time, I'm not going to further extrapolate.
但是我很感谢主，就是我在开始读神学的时候
，But I thank the God when I first entered seminary.
神给我有一个老朋友
，And God has given me an old friend.
这一位老朋友。教到了我很多神学的知识
and he's given me a lot of knowledge of theologically.
你以为他是一个神学家
and you thought that he was a theologian.
他懂得的神学远超过我在课本里面接受的
and what he's taught me in theology is a lot more than from the book.
他自己每一天都在读经祷告他每一天都在分享神的事情
and every day he studies the Bible, he prays, and every day he shares the message of God with other people.
但是他工作做什么
but what is his profession?
医院里面的厨子
and he's a cook in the hospital.
我很感谢主
I'm truly thankful.
他打开我的眼睛知道
he opened my eyes so that I would know.
感恩的心是因为有神在你心中产生的一种感恩的智慧发的行动
and there's something that is natural that come out of you if it's a truly thankful heart.
当你看见自己与神建立关系的时候
and if you see yourself building a relationship with God,
神就会推动你去做一个不受限制的感恩行动
and then God will motivate you to be thankful without boundary.
这就是为什么圣经说我们就乐意的去施出去给别人
and that is why the Bible is saying that then we'll be truly of willing to give out.
因为生命记十五章也告诉我们这个就是不会愁烦的。
And Deuteronomy also mentioned that we will not be bothered.
不为难的。
It's not something that's
不勉强的。
It's not something to force upon you.
拿出去。
And that you are willingly to give out without reluctance.
欢欢喜喜的我们执行心中的感恩。
And then cheerfully that we will express our thanksgiving.
但是还有第二层的一种感恩的
关系。But there's another level, a different aspect of Thanksgiving.
假如过感恩节
，and if you celebrate Thanksgiving，
是在神的恩典当中感恩
，and you're thankful under the grace of God。
第二种的感恩是藏在感恩当中。
And the second one is that you're continuously.
就是第八节到十一节里面，他叫我们看见。
And in verse 8 through 11, that's the message within.
就是我们要透过感恩
，and it's through thanksgiving.
我们在感恩当中
，and in the process of thanksgiving.
与神同工
，that we can work with God together.
你们都知道英语有一句这样子的话说
，and you know that in English there's such a phrase.
神有两个住处
，God has two residences.
一个是在天上。
And one residence is up in the heaven. 另外一个住处
是在我们感恩的人的心中。
And the other residence is in the thankful heart of the thankful heart.
当神住在我们心中的时候
，When God lives in our thankful heart,
他就使到我们常住在感恩当中。
Then we'll be continuously in the state of thanksgiving.
假如伟大的神、丰富的神在我心中的时候
when the Almighty God and abundant God is in our heart,
我怎么能够小里小气的去估量我所拿出去的钱呢？
And how can we be such a miser and calculating every cent that we give out?
我一定要活出像个天国的王子。
And I have to live like a prince.
所以第十节到十一节提醒我们，我们会多多的拿出去。
And then verse 10 and 11 mentions that we should give out abundantly.
这样子的一个感恩的生命
，and with such a life of thanksgiving
是创造的生命
，it's a richer life.
是一个长进的生命
，it's life that keeps on enriching it.
就算在自己极大的贫穷当中。
And even in a lot of difficulties and in poverty,
也能够乐意的奉献两个小钱放在神的手中。
That even in difficulty, you're willing to put the 2 cents in front of God to give thanks.
就算我生来是非常吝啬的一个人
，and say that by nature that you may be a miser.
你知道中国历史上有个杨子吗
？Do you know in Chinese history there's a
杨？杨子是一毛不拔，以离天下不为也。
And then he's just a miser that he wouldn't like to spend anything.
Not even a hair.
Not even a hair.
但是神叫我这个吝啬的人
，But God has turned such a person, such a miser.
可能因为我娶了一个太太，并不吝啬。
Probably because I married a wife who is very generous.
叫我知道我要生活在长进当中
，That I should live the life.That, keeps on
因为我常有神在我心中，我就乐意的把我的生命、我的时间、我的钱财与别人分享。
Because God is always in my heart, I'm willing to share a lot of things.
有神在我们心中的
时候 ，with other people. When God is in our heart,
就算你缺乏一些文化的基本
，and even though that you may not be very cultured,
你也能够传扬天国的真理。
And then you can still very clearly expose the truth of the kingdom.
你能，所以这里提醒我们说，第九节、第十节到十一节，神能将各样的恩福赐给他。
And so in verse 9 through 11, he's saying that God can give all these kind of blessings and abundance to them.
叫我们能够有充充足足的得着
，so that we can truly receive as well.
有能够自足，有能够足够别人使用。
And so that we can be content and also provide for others.
其实旧约里面有很多这样子的例子。
And actually, in the Old Testament, there are a lot of examples like that.
特别是马拉基书三章十节告诉我们。
And especially in Malachi 3:10,
你神准许我们以奉献来试试他的恩典。
And God has allowed us to test him using the offering that we give him.
在我过去三十多年侍奉主的生命当中
，in my 30 years more than 30 years of serving the Lord，
很奇妙的让我拿出去，哎，他就立刻补回来。
And it's almost like a miracle that whatever I give out, he always fill back。
好像很吃亏的事情
，sometimes it seems that something is really，
但是一点吃亏都没有。
But whatever I give out, I never lost anything。
耶稣也讲这样子的话。
And Jesus also said this.
因为在路加六章第三十八节，他说
，And in Luke he mentioned,
你们要赐给人，就必要更多的要加给你们。 神用十足的升斗，连摇带按，上尖下流的倒在你的怀里。
And then when you give out to people, more will be given to you, and it's just like in the measure that you kept on pressing and shaking, it's overflowing.
我提醒大家。
And I would like to remind you. 我也
向你们挑战。
And I'd like to challenge you. 你
试一试。
And you can try it.
你要在神的面前，你乐意能够帮助失去给别人的时候。
And then when you're willing to give to people,
看神会不会给你更多。
And see whether God.Whether you can test God, whether God is going to give you more. And when you give,
你的恩赐就会增加。
And your talents would increase.
我还记得我第一次学讲道的时候。
And I still remember the first time to learn how to give a sermon.
我准备大概有一个小时的讲道。
And I have to prepare for an hour's sermon.
一上台。
And when I step to the podium,
看见这么多的会众。
And then I saw so many people in the congregation.
我什么都忘了。
And then I forgot everything that I was going to say.
十分钟就下台了。
And then 10 minutes later, it's supposed to be an hour's sermon, and then I stepped down after 10 minutes.
今天你们不要怕我讲得太长。
I hope that you won't fear that I'm going to speak too long. Because I'm going to conclude very soon.
口才是神给你在训练当中会增加的。
But then how the ability to speak is also God can bless upon you.
你们的歌声
your voice,
特别是刚才马牧师在听你带领的时候，你就不唱。
And sometimes you might not be singing it so as enthusiastically as you would like when you're in this meeting. But I hope you know,
我们的歌声是越唱就越响亮的。
That whenever you sing more, the voice is better.
你的安慰之言
and the words of comfort.
你帮助别人在困苦当中，在病痛当中的人。
And when people are in difficulty or in sickness, when you help other people,
你讲出去之后
，the words of kindness and after you've spoken,
让你更会帮助别人。
And that you will be even more
gifted
and talented in these giving out of these words of kindness. And similarly for your wealth.
因此，第二层的感恩，施比受更为有福。
And so the second aspect is more blessed,
是你活在
to receive,
长进当中的感恩。
That you are always living in this process of improvement.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为第十一节告诉我们，
Because in verse 11 it tells us,
我们在活在长进的感恩当中的人是要做善事的。
That those who live with a thankful heart would do the good work and kind work.
我们要结好果子。
That we will bear good fruit.
基督徒做好事。
And Christians doing good work.
做善事。
And doing the kind work.
我知道你们很多人想要参与这个感恩节的侍奉，现在满了，没机会了。
And the church is in partnership with local business is doing a Thanksgiving event. And you might want to participate, but right now it's a little bit late because of school.
我知道好几位告诉我，我想要参加，但他们说没有位置给我们。
And somebody told me that, oh, I really like to volunteer for that event, but now it's all filled up.
但是你一定有可以施行的地方。
But I'm sure that there are other places that you can use, that you can give grace to other people.
我的内职对我们家附近的犹太人呢，做了很多个人的亲密大使的工作。
And then my wife has been an ambassador to the people living in our neighborhood, especially the Jewish people.
其实她煮的并不高明。
Although she might not be a fantastic cook,
但是在犹太人的口中却是非常甜美。
But then from the Jewish point of view, they think that it's wonderful.
我不知道你隔壁邻舍对你的感应是如何。
And I'm not too sure what kind of impression your neighbors have upon you.
你可以做好事。
You can do good things.
你可以做善事。
You can do kind work.
但是基督徒的好事与善事与世人不同的地方在哪里？
But what is the distinction between the Christians doing the good work with other people?
一般人做善事是要堆积功德上天堂。
And for the non-Christians, when they do good work, they're almost like earning the brownie points to go to heaven.
但是基督徒我们做善事
，the Christians when they do good work，
是因为我们蒙恩得救的结果，我们才做好事与善事。
And that is a natural consequence of being saved by God。
这就是一个种长进的感恩。
And it's a thankfulness.
最后一种感恩是在十二节开始告诉我们的。
And in verse 12, it tells us the last aspect of the thanksgiving.
这个叫做成熟的感恩。
That is thanksgiving with maturity.
这个感恩是今天教会里面往往缺乏。
And it is a kind of thanksgiving that very often lacks in the Christian community, in the church.
我盼望大家回家的时候不要轻看这一段的圣经。
And I hope that you will remember these words carefully when you go back home.
因为这里一开始就说
And it's being mentioned here.
因为人若有愿做的心，若蒙悦纳，乃是照他所有的，并不是照他所无的。这十二节
In verse 12, this service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God.
然后一直到第十四节也告诉我们，他们的富裕将来也可以补你们的不足。
And then it's also in 14 it mentions that they can supplement whatever you might be lacking.
然后最后一句话是说，多收的也没有余，少收的也没有缺。
And whoever gives out will have more, and there will be never in lacking.
总括起来讲
，and conclusively，
这里告诉我们，我们感恩的生命是一种成熟的感恩。
And does it say that the thanksgiving that we have is a kind of maturity, a thanksgiving of maturity?
不是四分之一成熟。
It's not that you are mature a quarter way.
或者一半成熟。
Or you're halfway mature.
而是全部的成熟。
But you are fully mature.
你们都知道我们的右边的耳朵，的头脑。
And you know that the right side of your head
跟我们左边的脑有一点点不同。
The right brain is different from the left brain.
但是很多人喜欢只是用半边的脑。
Very often people would like to use only half a side of the brain.
着重他们的理性。
And probably they put an emphasis.
有些人只是用他们的左脑。
And some people only use the left side of the brain.
他们着重是感性。
That they put a lot of emphasis on emotions.
着重理性的人。
And those people who have put an emphasis on
rationality. 就是说，你要是不读经祷告。
Those people who are rational, saying that if you don't.
你就不是神的儿女。
If you don't spend time in reading the Bible.
着重感性的人呢？
For those people who are put a lot of emphasis on emotion.
说你不唱灵歌不跳灵舞，你就不是基督徒。
That if you don't do the spiritual dance or spiritual song, then you're not a good Christian.
都相当不成熟。
And you can say that they're not too mature.
成熟的基督徒是着重右脑与左脑要对话。
And then for a truly mature Christian, then they would know that they need the conversation between the left side of the brain and the right side of the brain.
属灵人。
And this is a spiritual person.
因为他们既有灵性。他们既有理性，也有感性。
You say both put emphasis in the emotional side as well as the rational side.
假如你刚才在唱诗的时候，你觉得很有感动。
And when you were singing the songs before that, you felt deeply moved.
你真的感受神的同在与神的伟大。
And you felt the presence of God and the greatness of God.
你把手举起来感谢主。
And then you raise your hand and thank the Lord.
别人看见，哎呀，你是个灵恩派来了。
And then someone saying that, oh, there's someone from a charismatic group.
是因为他不成熟，不是因为你不成熟。
It's that person's not being mature, not you not being mature.
愿主保守我们。
May God bless us.
知道成熟的感恩。
That knowing that the mature thanksgiving
还会是来自一个成熟的灵性。
And it's coming from a mature spirit.
缺乏成熟，就会缺乏全人的敬拜。
And if you do not have a mature, if you're not being mature, then it's hard for you to worship in full.
缺乏全人的时候，当你没有全人敬拜的时候
，And if you do not worship in full,
你就不记得耶稣说的，你当敬拜主是用尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力来敬拜主。
And then you have to, then probably you have forgotten that God has said that you should love
with God with all your heart.
You have your mind,
right?
Your strength. With all your might and with all your mind and soul.
好，不晓得你们有多少人用这种态度来敬拜。
I know how many of you use this attitude to worship God.
广东话说
，and the Cantonese would say，
有人喜欢扎鸡塞，扎鸡塞。
Some. Stop you.
他就是他是有一点的这个保留，很多的保留。
That he has a lot of reservation.
他侍奉神，这个怕，那个怕。
And when he when he worshipped God, then he is fear that something is happened, something bad is going to happen one way or another.
他们要选择很多黄道吉日。
And they have to pick a particular good day.
相当不成熟的侍奉。
And you can say that it's not too mature.
这种人就无法像耶稣基督。
And they cannot be like Jesus.
耶稣基督的成熟是我们今天教会里面需要的。
And the kind of maturity Jesus has is something that we need in our church.
因为当你有成熟的心态的时候，
And because if you have this maturity,
你就能够伸手出来握一位小朋友。
Then you can extend your hand to a little child.
你就能够伸另外一只手来拉一位老人家。
And then you can extend another hand to welcome an older person.
很可惜的，我看见有时候有老人家从停车场漫步走来的时候。
Unfortunately, sometimes when I see an elderly person who might be walking slowly in a parking lot.
当然，有些人比我还要老哦。
There are some people who are even older than me.
但是你们年轻人就从那边冲过去。
And then the younger people would rush over there.
不，他们冲过他的面前。
They rush by the older person.
我还没有看过一位小朋友去拉一个跟他没有关系的老人家的手到教会来。
And I haven't really seen a young person who's holding the hand of an older person that he does not know.
你们成熟吗？
Do you think that is mature?
我愿主帮助你们。
May God help us.
能够看见一件小的事情里面说出大故事。
And from small things you can tell a bigger story.
应让主叫我们能够有超这个时代的奉献。
That we can have a thanksgiving that can cross generation.
能够超标准
and cross different kind of standards.
超时代的一种侍奉
and cross generations.
因为耶稣基督的榜样告诉我们，他因为他顺服神的旨意
because he Jesus was willing to submit to the will of God.
你跟我也要顺服真理。
And so you and I should also obey the truth.
你要是信服真理，你应当顺服神的带领。
And then if you are willing to submit to God, then you should naturally follow and obey God.
叫人看见你的顺服，把荣耀归给神。
And so that when people see your obedience, that we give thanks to God.
教会的合一是今天我们所需要做的一个见证。
And the unity of the church is something that we need to give a testimony to the world.
愿主叫我们在这合一的事情上不落在人之后。
And so that we will not be left behind in the demonstration of having this unity.
最后让我引一个很简单的一个诗来给大家做一个结束的思想。
And let me end you with some words from a poem.
你们知道有名的一个哥伦比亚大学的教授。
And there's a famous professor from Columbia University.
他们两位教授合作了十几二十年。
And there are two professors who have been in partnership for close to 20 years.
他们的名字是叫做 Roger and Hammerstein.
Roger and Hammerstein.
他们做了很多同工同刺激美国歌剧界的这个作品。
And then they work together with a lot of songs.
在1960年，这个 Hammerstein 要癌症要离开世界的时候。
And in the 60s, when Hammerstein was suffering from cancer and was going to die soon,
他的作品《The King and I》就要上演。
And the musical The King and I was about to start.
国王与我要上演，他就向这个主演的这个主角写了一个短信。
And then he wrote to the lead actress a short letter.
他这个短信只说这几句很有意义的话。
And then there are the letter had a few lines that were very meaningful.
他说响铃不成为响铃。
He's saying a bell is not a bell.
只等到
你敲醒他。Until the time when you ring the bell.
歌曲不成为歌曲。
A song is not a song.
是等到你把它唱出来。
Until the time when you actually sing.
你心中的爱不是爱。
And the love in your heart is not truly love.
是等到你把它发出来。
Until you express your love.
我要是套用另外一句话。
And I'd like to paraphrase this.
假如我能够说感恩不是感恩。
And I can say thanksgiving is not truly thanksgiving.
只等到你把它活在你生命当中。
Until the time when you truly live the life of thanksgiving.
让我们不只是感恩节。
And so let us not just celebrate a thanksgiving day.
我们活在感恩之中。
But living in thanksgiving at all times.
好吗？
Shall we?
好吗？
Shall we?
让我低头祷告。
Let's pray。
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you。
因为你是施恩之主。
Because you are the Lord who gives。
我们没有一秒钟的存活不是你的恩典。
And there's not one second on earth that is not the grace of yours。
求主教导我们怎么样活在每一秒钟的感恩当中。
And teach us to how to live in a thankful heart with each and every second.
让我们的言语带着盐。
And so that our words is flavored with salt.
让我们的见证带着光。
And so that our testimony is full of light.
让我们每一天活在数不尽的恩典当中。
And so that each and every day we'll be living in countless blessings.
感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
奉主名祈求的。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.